In the shadowy corridors of global finance, few stories capture the dangerous intersection of ambition, greed, and power like Deutsche Bank's transformation from conservative German lender to what the IMF would eventually label the most important net contributor to systemic risks in the global banking system. Founded in 1870 to free German businesses from British banking dominance, Deutsche showed an early appetite for risk, backing American railroad ventures despite repeated bankruptcies. But its darkest chapter came during the Nazi era, when it forced out Jewish board members, conducted hundreds of Aryanizations of Jewish businesses, and even financed the construction of Auschwitz. This willingness to prioritize profit over principle would become a recurring theme in the bank's modern history, one that would eventually entangle it with figures like Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, threatening its very existence. As the world becomes our marketplace, we must be present in the world. With these words, CEO Alfred Herrhausen launched Deutsche's global ambitions in the late 1980s. The revolution accelerated when Edson Mitchell joined from Merrill Lynch in the mid-1990s. Mitchell saw derivatives, complex financial products whose values derive from underlying assets, as banking's future, bringing in his lieutenant Bill Brooksmith, a brilliant but troubled banker who had pioneered these instruments. They positioned Deutsche at the whitewater, the churning vortex where money moved rapidly and profits could be skimmed from countless transactions. Mitchell built his team through exponential recruitment, with each hire bringing five more top people. Within 18 months, his markets business grew from 2,000 to 4,500 employees in one of the greatest migrations in Wall Street history. This American invasion transformed Deutsche's culture, with traditional German bankers nicknamed the Forces of Darkness as power shifted to London. Imagine a conservative family business suddenly invaded by risk-taking outsiders who mock tradition and prioritize quick profits over relationships. How long before its generational identity disappears? Deutsche executives later joked that whoever started their relationship with Trump must have had some sort of head injury. Banker Mike Offit initiated the relationship after being impressed by Trump's knowledge of the 40 Wall Street renovation. Deutsche initially lent Trump $125 million, then another $300 million for Trump World Tower. When German partners worried about union strikes, Trump produced letters from union leaders promising not to strike, cryptically saying, "Don't ask," when questioned how. This left Offit wondering about possible bribes, though with $7.5 million in fees at stake, he didn't investigate further. Trump cultivated Offit with golf outings, thank you notes, and an inscribed rendering of Trump World Tower. The relationship collapsed in 2008 when Trump owed Deutsche $334 million for his Chicago skyscraper. Rather than repaying, Trump's lawyers exploited a force majeure clause, citing Greenspan's credit tsunami description of the financial crisis. Trump sued the bank for $3 billion, claiming Deutsche was primarily responsible for the economic dysfunction, while contradictorily claiming financial devastation in court, but boasting to newspapers about being unaffected by the crisis. On a cold January Sunday in 2014, Bill Brooksmith placed seven handwritten letters in his dog's bed, then used the dog's red leash to hang himself. His suicide revealed the human cost of Deutsche's reckless culture. As a DBTCA board member, he had discovered extensive kickback schemes, ignored regulatory warnings, and a deteriorating Federal Reserve relationship threatening the bank's U.S. operations. The bank's technological infrastructure was alarmingly inadequate. Critical financial data managed through Excel spreadsheets caused frequent errors. When authorities raided Deutsche's Frankfurt headquarters in December 2013, they uncovered a fraudulent carbon emissions trading scheme that helped clients evade approximately $850 million in taxes. The Federal Reserve had identified 5,777 regulatory issues, while the Chicago Mercantile Exchange found 46 derivatives trading violations. Most disturbing was the mirror trade scheme in Moscow, where simultaneous trades of identical Russian stocks in rubles through Moscow and dollars through London allowed Russian oligarchs to move funds offshore undetected, sometimes exceeding $100 million per transaction. What does it say about our financial system when a man who spent his career creating complex financial instruments can no longer bear the weight of what his industry has become? Trump's unexpected 2016 victory created a crisis for Deutsche Bank executives, with a president-elect owing them hundreds of millions of dollars. The bank's internal review revealed that despite public denials, top executives, including Ackerman and Jane, had approved Trump relationships, prioritizing profits over his default history. Post-election, Deutsche reduced Russian exposure by selling $600 million in loans to Kremlin-linked VTB Bank. They briefly considered removing Trump's personal guarantees, but abandoned the idea when it leaked, appearing corrupt amid federal investigations. Instead, they prohibited employees from mentioning Trump in communications. When German media incorrectly reported Mueller had subpoenaed Deutsche for Trump records in December 2017, the president's furious reaction signaled that investigating Deutsche risked presidential wrath. Meanwhile, the Trump administration relaxed Wall Street regulations and granted Deutsche waivers from penalties for prior criminal misconduct. After Bill's suicide, his son Val discovered Deutsche Bank documents and forwarded emails on his father's computer. When the bank sent someone to copy Bill's files, Val secretly recorded all his passwords. Val made understanding his father's work his mission, teaching himself finance through online Yale courses he called his Finance Decoder Ring. His investigation revealed Bill had experienced severe anxiety about LIBOR investigations, fearing prosecution after being named a person of interest by authorities. When Democrats won the House in 2018, Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff began investigating Trump's Deutsche Bank relationship. Val shared his father's archive, over 150,000 internal documents, with congressional investigators and the FBI, exposing systemic problems, including Russian money laundering operations worth billions. Deutsche Bank's transformation serves as a warning about institutional hubris. The human cost extended beyond Brooksmith's suicide. Thousands lost jobs and restructurings, while millions suffered when the bank's high-risk strategies contributed to the 2008 financial crisis. Deutsche Bank's story illustrates what happens when financial systems operate without oversight or moral compass. Its transformation from respected German institution to global pariah shows how quickly values erode when profit becomes the only metric that matters. Each ethical lapse occurred incrementally, with intelligent people rationalizing that everyone does it, or it's just how the game is played. From financing concentration camps to laundering Russian money, from manipulating interest rates to enabling Trump's financial schemes, the pattern remains disturbingly consistent. We must question what system we've created where profit pursuit justifies almost any behavior. How many more Bill Brokesmiths, people who reach their breaking point when unable to reconcile actions with conscience, must we lose before meaningful change occurs? Deutsche Bank's true cost wasn't measured in stock prices, but in shattered lives, corrupted institutions, and eroded trust. This cautionary tale teaches us that some prices are simply too high to pay, regardless of how profitable the transaction appears.